Today, I'd like to speak to you about self-study. So why is it so important in your 5 minutes of self-care to reflect upon oneself, to understand oneself better, and to also just study yourself? I'll give you an example, because sometimes we react when outside circumstances change, or if one person says something to you and you react. Now, it's really important at that very moment to become so aware of oneself and why we react in a certain way, to understand also where healing needs to take place and where certain traumas get triggered. This is all happening in your subconscious mind. 95% of our actions are actually unconsciously done. So how can we increase those 5%, maybe 7%, and act in a conscious way? Self-study is really important. So the philosophy of yoga starts with movement, how we connect to our breath, how we connect to our body, and start feeling what's going on within ourselves. That's the first layer. And then we start really observing our emotions and our thoughts. And then we go further, deeper and deeper. And this is part of self-study. So last week, you learned about showing up for oneself, which is self-discipline. Today, it's all about self-study. And next week, we're going to explore another principle, which is all about being able to have faith and trust. But I'd like you to just this week to observe yourself, your thoughts, and also your actions, and how you sometimes react and why you say things the way how you do. And the best tool for self-study is also journaling. So which means taking about 5 to 10 minutes time every minutes per day to just write down your thoughts, what happened, and just let it flow. And this is a great exercise to become aware of what's going on within yourself and around you. Namaste. Namaha.